This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Susan Everett. Date of birth 08/14/1951. Date of appointment May 23, 2024. Requesting physician Walter Cummings, WALTERCUMMINGS. Dear Dr. Cummings, I have the pleasure of seeing Susan Everett today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, she's 72-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 4/19/2024 because all of a sudden her left hand dropped. It became numb. Her speech was garbled. It lasted about 20 minutes and then she came to the hospital and where workup including MRI of the brain was negative for a stroke. On 4/22/2024, she developed again weakness of the left upper extremity. Repeat MRI again did not show any stroke, but it shows multifocal chronic appearing tiny lacunar infarct in bilateral basal ganglia and thalami. It shows new regions of sulcal flare hyperintensity seen along the superior right frontoparietal region, suggesting increased cellularity with the CSF. Also seen numerous punctate chronic microhemorrhages scattered throughout the bilateral cerebral hemisphere. Today she is here for a follow-up in my office. As per patient, she is exhausted but she is stable. Left side is still weak. She will go for physical therapy. Speech is okay. Mentation is okay. She is slow sometimes. Take a couple of seconds to form the words. She has a heart monitor for 24 hours. She will have TEE and stress test, taking aspirin and a atorvastatin. Past medical history, GERD, double vision, trigger finger, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, past surgical history, wisdom teeth, tooth extraction, carpal tunnel release, skin cancer remover, trigger finger, allergy to motrin, medication, Humira, aspirin 81 mg, atorvastatin 80 mg, lisinopril, Tylenol, loratadine, omeprazole, Colace. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is a retired RN. She is married, live with the husband, have 3 children. Family history, mother disease, kidney problem, cardiac problem, cancer, father deceased, cancer, one brother deceased, heart problem. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that um, She is having a joint pain, back pain, joint deformity, left-sided weakness, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft pulse on present. Next pulse, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity. Motor system examination, strength right-sided 5 over 5, left-sided 4.5 over 5, deep tender reflex 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pain, prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 72-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, TIA. Number 2, probable new lacuna or stroke on the right side which did not appear on the MRI. Number 3, multifocal chronic appearing tiny lacunar infarct in bilateral basal ganglia and thalami. Number 4, joint pain, back pain. Next paragraph. At this time, I will continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily. Atorvastatin 80 milligram PO daily. I will continue the physical therapy. I will repeat the MRI of the brain in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.